This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Bloomberg, AP, everyone reported an hour ago that Rosenstein resigned on Friday, but was summoned to the White House, and then we began hearing 30 minutes later that, well, he hadn't really resigned or it wasn't being accepted. Well, now Rosenstein has not resigned, still U.S. Deputy Attorney General. There's a Reuters headline, there's AP on screen, breaking White House. Trump Rosenstein spoke Monday, will meet Thursday at White House amid uncertainty about Deputy AG's fate. So it looks like they tried to get the president to jump the gun to get rid of him. He reportedly told Kelly he was resigning. Now the media tried to spin it that Trump's getting rid of him to say that he's purging the Mueller probe. The Mueller probe has fallen flat on its face. And what, gotten people convicted of not paying taxes 15 years ago or raided people over payments to girlfriends decades ago? It is incredible. What we have is a permanent deep state. Obama signed all these executive orders for the CIA, Defense Department, FBI, and Justice Department. We're going to James O'Keefe in about 10 seconds. To basically be the resistance and stay behind. But it's not just in words they're doing it. Obama moved in down the street from the White House. Hillary and others and Brennan are saying, hold on, don't follow what the president says. Resist him. And so they basically have a parallel government operating, a rogue government. And we've known this for a long time. And now we know Rosenstein and others want to use the 25th Amendment to remove the president, which even CNN calls a political apocalypse. Well, James O'Keefe joins us for this segment and the next, Project Veritas, with some of their biggest bombshells yet. He can only do two segments, so after he leaves, I'm going to play the boil downs that he's going to be talking about here, or we're live now, cut them in later into post when we re-upload this to the web. But this is a big deal, and your investigation couldn't come at a better time, just like you exposed election fraud in 2016 and other big issues. So how does your investigation, before you get into the details next segment, fit in really perfectly, but I want you to elaborate on this whole rogue deep state now out in the open and Democrats cheering it on MSNBC saying, rogue state, kill Trump. I mean, this really looks like they've jumped the shark, James.
Well, Alex, it's great to be with you here, and I do have some breaking news. This happened like minutes ago. I got a statement from the Justice Department. Sarah Flores, Director of Public Affairs, says, quote, Allison Raybar is no longer an employee at the Justice Department. That was of midnight last night. Two individuals we caught on tape no longer have jobs in the federal government. So when people talk about draining the swamp, Project Veritas actually, to some small way, has actually drained part of the swamp. The communist at GAO, self-described communist, is out of a job, and now Allison Raybar is out of a job at the Justice Department, Alex, after these four individuals we caught on tape talking about resisting the Trump administration, resisting the will of the people, talking about how they can't get fired for anything, is what Allison Raybar said, resisting inside the Justice Department, saying she has colleagues doing so. So, Alex, this is about the separation of powers. It's about equal justice under the law. It's about subverting the will of the people and replacing the Constitution with political whim. This is about a lot of things, but of all the things it's about, it personifies, it puts a face to the name of who these deep state bureaucratic operators, who they are.
Well, that's right. And again, you got them on tape, talk different ones, talking about doxing people, going to their homes, how they work inside the government to sabotage the Trump agenda. I mean, these people are frightening in just how arrogant they are.
Very arrogant, a lot of hubris. In fact, the State Department official, Alex, said, it's impossible to fire a federal employee. And the face this guy makes, I'm assuming you're going to pull that video up here shortly, the amount of arrogance, the greed, and they're using the rules of our government, a.k.a. you can't get fired. Civil service reform is not happening, so no one can ever get fired. These guys probably didn't get fired. They probably resigned after, you know, after being put in a room and interrogated by their leadership. You can't get fired for anything being a federal government employee. So
let's come back and talk about how we drain the swamp with James O'Keefe and what the next shoe to drop is. Straight ahead with James O'Keefe, back in 60 seconds. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
And I point that out because we have the deep state. We have the bureaucracy out of control. And it believes it runs things, not the Congress, not the president. And now we see on display Rod Rosenstein and these text messages, and we're going to have 25th Amendment, and we're going to ignore the president, and we're going to do whatever we want. And then you have James O'Keefe with all these undercover videos at ProjectVeritas.com. They're up on InfoWars.com. He's with us for this segment. And when we come back next segment, I'm going to play some of the highlights of this, but he's breaking it down. Again, perfect timing with Trump battling the deep state and rogue government, literally saying they're taking their orders from Hillary and Obama. They call her Madam President still. Just the arrogance, the attitude, the videos you have of them saying, we're never going to get fired. We're part of the Socialist and Communist Party. We're going to take over America. And then you look at how wimpy they are, but still, they're in charge. They live off our tax money. And so it's the arrogance. It's the chicken neckness. It's the stupidness of them. But then it makes me feel stupid. How do we ever let this much scum run our lives, James O'Keefe?
Well, Alex, you know, this is why maybe we need civil service reform, because the deep state is not just the director of the intelligence agency and Rosenstein and whoever else. It's also millions of foot soldiers, thousands and thousands of these people that we've caught on tape. This is just a small cross sampling of them. And yes, if you look at these tapes, what's remarkable is, I mean, the guy that we released Thursday, this self-described communist inside a government auditor's office, he says, what I do is explicitly prohibited. I'm hungover. I don't even go to work. I spend my time, this is what he says on the tape, I spend my time electing democratic socialists, and I lied on my forms to the federal government, but nothing will ever happen to me because there's no oversight, nobody will care, it's impossible to get fired. This is what it is. There he is right there, Nate Subramanian, auditor at GAO. So it's just, these are what they call the democratic socialists of America. A lot of them are federal employees. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is videotape. And by the way, the man you're looking at right there, that man right there, he has been shown the door at GAO. While they may not be able to, quote, fire him, they have removed him from the building. This is like a Greek tragedy. They can't fire the people, so they just have to, like, take them away from their computer systems. So this is just, a few of many, many things dropping at Project Veritas, but we're getting the results, we're drawing blood, and we're getting some serious reaction. Agencies, Alex.
You know, isn't this a form of racketeering and organized crime that you've got the Democratic Socialists of America hooked in with Sanders, all of them, and they've got thousands of people just in that one cult or syndicate, in my view, operating in government, obviously being directed, because you've got all these videos at different offices, different agencies, they're all saying the exact same things. They're getting programmed by a central big brain.
Yeah, well, Alex, there is a conspiracy law. I don't have it in front of me, but we sent it out to our mailing list. There is a conspiracy to defraud the U.S. government. It's a federal felony, and it carries time in prison. And our lawyers have informed us that these democratic socialist federal workers, these deep state people, could be in violation of that federal statute. And don't take my word for it. The State Department, Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, has reacted to these videos. So has the Justice Department. So has Health and Human Services. And so has the Government Accountability Office. Everyone's taking this very seriously. To get two federal workers to effectively lose their jobs is a very big deal in this country.
And you did it
in very hard to do.
And you did it just in 1 week.
And 3 days. We got a couple more coming here. We have the Kavanaugh distraction happening over the last 2.5 weeks, which is making our jobs difficult to break through the news cycle. But we are getting the reactions from government, and obviously there's more to come.
You broke news last year and this year at New York Times, YouTube, Google, where they say Alex Jones is our number one enemy. And I bring myself up because now they're taking our PayPal away. That's gone in 8 business days. They're saying they have Democrats in congressional hearings saying they want me off the air. Now James Woods has been taken off Twitter, suspended. They're persecuting everyone I know that's a libertarian, a Christian, a patriot. People I know that are just Christians and just share Bible verses are being kicked off Twitter, who've been on for years. There is a giant purge going on, and it really is cartels in a conspiracy against our free speech. And again, this ties into this arrogance of government, the bureaucracies, the Democrats in Congress, and big tech and Hollywood all ganged up on America, but still America's coming back from the dead. Can you speak to other investigations just into the big tech situations? I know the president's now really paying attention to that, and what do you think should be done?
Well, I saw the executive order or the discussion of the executive order from Trump, and I think that's interesting. I don't know what the solutions are, whether it's antitrust legislation or an executive order. Alex, I would, in previous segments with you, I've said that we just need to expose it. We need to illuminate it. We need to outrage people. I am concerned that they're doing this in public now. And maybe we don't need the hidden camera exposés in general, but I still think that to get the engineers to admit, like we did with those Twitter engineers, to admit how they ban you and why they ban you. I know James Woods was removed, and the thinking was because, you know, he's influencing an election. I mean,
that's what citizens do. That's what citizens do. They're trying some campaign finance law saying we can't have political views.
But if we get them to admit, Alex, in the way that Project Veritas often does, the motivations more explicitly and inflammatory.
They just language. Said, we hate veterans, we hate Alex Jones, we hate the American flag on video.
Or just that we cannot allow Republicans to win office, therefore we have to remove. By the way, that's not conspiracy. Like
you have it on video.
Foreshadowing to what we have coming out. We have sources on the inside. The difference is I don't want to release documentation and anonymous sources. I want to actually get visual confirmation from the engineers' own mouths. And we are working on it. It's a constant story. There it is right there, the guy from Twitter who said that they ban people who, if they tweet about the American flag or God or guns. And there he is dancing with typical arrogance of a Project Veritas target. So we have to get the visual confirmation because the media holds us to a higher standard. They will not believe me if I just report what a source told me. I have to actually catch the source.
Oh, and they always say you selectively edit, even though you put out hours of it. But they know they're liars.
Bob Woodward, who wrote the book Fear, takes his quotes from anonymous sources who relay other quotes from other anonymous sources months after the incidents in question, and then he puts that information in quotation marks. If that is not selective editing, then what is? I mean, it's
an
absurd standard they hold us to, Alex, but we have to live up to that standard. We have to. We have to show the American people the reality of what these people are saying and doing. The deep state stuff is drawing blood. The deep state stuff is effective. And I've had multiple reporters, Alex, from Washington Post, New York Times, privately email me and say, how the heck did you get these guys to talk? So they're quietly impressed by the things that we're exposing. I just wish that they would do their jobs.
Well, there's no doubt they've whipped themselves in government and in media into a criminal frenzy when Hillary lost, and I think they're going to lose in this midterm coming up. If they do lose, what do you expect them to do? I don't think they're going to give up. I think they're going to be even crazier.
I think that there's, as everyone's talking about on Twitter right now, I think there's these cabal in New York, Los Angeles, and D.C., and they're all talking to each other. But if you go to anywhere outside of these major cities and talk to private citizens and women suburban voters, which I travel constantly, I interact with these people as you do, people are outraged by the crap and the character assassination and the innuendo and just the lack of truth in media.
Well, CNN's been holding town halls and panicking when all the women say Kavanaugh's innocent, even liberals. People are just fed up. It's so obvious.
People are fed up by a lot, and our country is entering a strange territory. It's an inflection point in American history for sure. Sometimes my point is that it just takes those small visual examples, reality, for people to say, wait a second, is that how these people behave? They think they can't get fired for anything. My tax dollars at work. I mean, we've got some big things coming, Alex, not just on the deep state here. Maybe tomorrow. We have to see what happens with these Kavanaugh hearings because the media is so corrupt.
Well, I can't wait. Please join us when you do. We'll all be watching at ProjectVeritas.com. Thank you, James O'Keefe.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you're ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
It's the Alex Jones Show.
All right, coming up in the next two segments, I'm going to open the phones up on Kavanaugh and this circus and on Rosenstein and the fact that they said he resigned all over the news and that he tried to resign, but Trump wouldn't let him. Yeah, I'm not going to let you be in the driver's seat there, buddy. So you can then try to spin it. And they're so scared of these secret documents coming out. They're so scared of them all together scheming to take over the government, how it belongs to them. Because, see, now that Hillary was out, they'd always worked under her. But now that Hillary was gone, if they could take down Trump, they could be in charge through whatever puppet they put in. Rosenstein could be in charge completely, finally. He'd finally not just be a little corrupt, you know, guy out of a mafia district known for his corruption, known for his evil. He could actually be a real boy, and he could be in charge. Mike Adams is coming up the next hour with his powerful article, Emergency Report, Trump Planning Mass Arrest, Military Tribunals for Deep State Traitors. I want to have this reposted to the top of Infowars.com. I'm not calling for martial law. I'm not calling for it, but we're already under it. We're going to detail it, and I'm going to explain it in the next hour. Obama declared an emergency that's still in place. Trump must undo that emergency bare minimum, and he's moving in that direction to the globalist horror. Now, the toll-free number to join us on this Monday edition is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. Let's do first-time callers or folks that called in last week that were on hold and couldn't get in. It's on the honor system, 877-789-2539. And then the other big story is up on Infowars.com. Big tech has defined conservatism as hate speech. I worked with Paul on this article over the weekend. It came out today. My headline was, Big Tech says that conservatism violates terms of service. But again, they just define it as hate speech and say, oh, it's hate speech. It's a game. It's like they used to go, oh, Alex Jones is wrong. We're calling for global governance, not government. Think about that. Well, governance means the same thing as government. So that's what these guys do. They think you're stupid, they think you're idiots, and they just can't believe all the things that they've gotten away with. And I do want to get to some Project Veritas videos that I mentioned as well, but we'll also just in post, when I upload that live video to Infowars.com, we'll add those boil downs you guys did that are so important to that last video. You know, I tend to harp on the Democrats secretly planning 25th Amendment overthrow of Trump 20 months ago and then putting it in policy papers. You know, before they even said it, I knew what they'd try because I'd studied deep state operations. And then about a month after I said it, in January, they started saying it in February of last year. And now this year they say it publicly. And they say, we're not following what he says. Hillary's our president and Obama's the co-pilot. You've seen those statements. So just the belligerence of these con artists, from the corrupt congressmen and women down to the bureaucrats who think they can't be fired, they believe they are invincible. And that's why they've gotten so out of control. And it's like Thomas Jefferson said, when the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. And the media always spins that like, oh, Jones wants to kill all the cops. Jones doesn't want a government. No, I want a limited constitutional government that protects our liberties and freedoms, not a rogue one run by arrogant SOBs like Rosenstein, who have no business being near the levers of power. Bunch of crazy lawyers who can prosecute anybody they want, who are paid off by criminals, who rub elbows with all the gangsters, and they just get this God complex. And they just get away with so much that they then think, well, the media and everybody else and the Republicans and Democrats, they don't like Trump, so we're going to wear a wire and I'm going to set him up, 25th Amendment. We'll just get rid of him. When they were pushing all that internally, it was all over the news, do it this year. They really tried this. And you know what? They're still trying it. But it's being discredited right now because the economy's come back, because Trump has stood the test and people know the truth. So I'm the low-hanging fruit. They've been unable to get rid of Trump. You know, there's articles out on Infowars.com where they're threatening to, kill Kavanaugh's family and kill the Trump family and all the rest of it. But because of you standing with us, we're still on the air. And we've gained more AM and FM stations. And we've gained more TV stations. But they don't want us being able to spread things virally on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. So they've created this illusion that, oh, if you promote our stuff, you get banned. You're going to get banned anyways. But that's not even the truth. I've done dozens of big YouTube interviews with other talk show hosts. They haven't been taken down. Talk about prior constraint. I could be Charlie Manson. You could still interview me like 60 Minutes did. Are they going to get taken off the air because they interviewed Charlie Manson? I'm not Charlie Manson. They want me shut off the air so they can build straw men and demonize me. And that's why, if you want InfoWars to survive in this fight, which is such a critical, integral part to it, and don't want them to win, you've got to tell everybody you know about InfoWars.com/show, InfoWars.com/app. And you've got to spread the articles and the videos via your email and by hand. Because we're saying things that scare the globalists because we're on target and we know how to beat them. And so far, we've been winning. Thanks to you. Only because of you and God's grace. And I'm very thankful to you, and I mean that from the bottom of my heart. But now they're going after our payment processors. And PayPal was even quoted in the New York Times saying they're our only payment processor. Is that just how dumb these bureaucrats are and these corporate people are and everything else? And then they celebrate the newspaper. He'll be bankrupt. Yay, he can't buy or sell. Yay, oh, it's a private company. Oh, in China, you can't get on airplanes or buy or sell. They don't like you, the government. Now it's coming here. It's total mark of the beast to control you not having access to bank accounts and life. The good news is PayPal's based in San Francisco. There are a lot of other folks that are even lower priced than PayPal on the percentages they take. But we did it because folks have a lot of PayPal wallets. PayPal was a fraction. And you're fools. Now I'm just going to get on the phone. I've never taken big donations from wealthy folks, but people have offered. Now I'm just going to get on the phone. I'll bring sponsors back, whatever. But it's critical that people get these great products because they don't want you to have them. They want to block you from getting X2 that's on its last run. They want to block you getting BrainForce, the Amazing Tropic, 40% off, or Secret 12. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. And we need to be strong in the face of this. I want to expand. But if we're unable to sell a lot of product and fund ourselves, they'll win. So get some of the T-shirts for the most banned broadcast in the world at InfoWarsStore.com. Get the great supplements at InfoWarsLife.com. And find out why they want this transmission shut down. Because just like our information is game-changing, so are our products. Thank you all for your support. Without you, we would already be destroyed.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's Alex Jones.
Live, about to go to your phone calls, and we have several other big guests joining us coming up. Mike Adams with the most important issue that you can possibly cover. I've talked to a few people involved with the Trump operation during the breaks, and I've talked to Roger Stone on air and off air. And the best thinking we have is that Rosenstein got really spooked by the fact that they were about to release the secret text between McCabe and he and others, where they were planning, going back to the time Trump got in, to sabotage him and remove him from office. So Rosenstein then said, told Kelly that he was going to resign on Friday. That's what Rosenstein told Bloomberg. But then when nothing happened and Trump didn't announce it, Trump knew they were trying to set him up. Trump listened to Hannity and others. Not that he couldn't get rid of Rosenstein, but they wanted to pick the time to get rid of Rosenstein. And the New York Times article was accurate that Rosenstein wanted all that. That's been admitted. But they wanted to throw him overboard to, again, act like Trump's trying to block the Mueller probe before they release some new damning information that'll be cooked up. And now McCabe, even though it's admitted that Rosenstein did not get fired and isn't leaving because he couldn't trick Trump into it, is that he's panicking over Rosenstein ouster. I'm deeply concerned. Mueller probe at risk. So he's still going with the previous script, even though that is not what's happened now. So that's up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Also, Owen had the idea to launch something like a month ago called Infowars Army. They had the Man Cow Army in Chicago. And that doesn't mean military operations, like the media has already said. Some will go, oh, they'll false flag you. They're going to false flag us anyways. I can't get out of bed in the morning because somebody might try to set me up. That's why everybody has inaction out there. InfoWarsArmy.com. We've got a whole breakdown and videos explaining it more on the site. But it's about citizen activism with 43 days out from the election. And going to ball games and unfurling Infowars.com banners or interstate highways or calling into C-SPAN or jumping in front of live TV cameras in public squares where it's legal and lawful. Whatever stunt you can do that's legal and safe following local and federal laws, go out and do it. We'll air it here, and it'll help affect the election and change things. And so we've already seen some citizens go to Trump events and do it. And we've already seen some of those things unfold, free Alex Jones rallies, you name it. And then Owen and Dew went to a Rangers game behind home plate. Right when Owen decided to put the Trump mask on and jump up behind home plate, the guy hits a home run. Talk about the Trump effect. This is not made up. It's crazy. That's coming up next hour. Because we have the stuff with the Rangers, but I had meetings earlier. I want to add to it the folks at Trump rallies and some of the other things that are happening in the InfoWars Army. I want to salute folks. But before I go to your calls, let me air this piece. It's a boil down of part of my speech and other speeches. This was Saturday at the Free Alex Jones rally. I only heard about this like Wednesday, Joey Gibson and others. And so I was already down here working on Saturday, and I didn't want to be the center of attention at it, but I saw hundreds of people out there, and I thought, well, my God, I better get down there. And it was great. Gave a powerful speech. That obviously the censors don't want you to see, but here's a boil down of some of that that happened Saturday.
Free Al Jones! Free Al Jones! Free Al Jones! Free Al Jones! Free
Al
Jones!
Louder!
Free Al Jones! Free Al Jones! Free Al Jones! Free Al Jones! Free Al Jones!
So one more time, Alex Jones is listening. We all thank Alex Jones. Let's give him one more live Alex Jones battle call right here for the entire city of Austin to hear. The answer to 1984 is...
Fellow Congressman David Crockett once said, you may all go to hell, and I will go to Texas.
You're doing a great job. Keep it up. It's important that you keep doing what you're doing. They're really attacking you because you're being successful. They say in the Air Force, you're over the target. You start taking flak. You're taking flak because you're over the target. So keep it up, Alex.
Hey, gay frogs are real. We're here for Alex Jones. We're all Alex Jones. This isn't about Alex Jones or Donald Trump. This is about the truth. We're here to support the truth. We're here to support our future. And we're here to support everyone else for their free speech. That's it. We're here. We're out here. I came from Tampa, Florida. Drove 18 hours because I had to be a part of this. Thank you, Joey Gibson. Thank you, InfoWars. Thank you, everybody.
We all love you, Alex Jones. And I noticed the other day, I heard you say the word love. You love us. Keep that. We're not hearing any love from the left, right? We need to keep talking about love and how we're the love party. There's only two things in life, two emotions, love and fear. Everything else it stems from that. So let's not be about any fear. Let's keep up the love, Alex. We love you. Keep it up, man.
If you could say one thing to Alex Jones, what would it be?
Open up a InfoWars store in Austin.
Like a physical store.
Yep.
Do not underestimate how important it is that you guys came out here today, hey. Whether it's Minnesota, Colorado, Washington, or wherever it may be. So thank you so much for coming out here today. It means so much to us. So, God, I just ask that you touch everybody here today. Touch them in their hearts, lift them up, lift their spirits. Get them out of their sleep so they can go out and preach your word, preach your message, so that we can truly change this country and bring this country straight back to God in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Piece they put together. It was a nice impromptu rally. A few hundred folks showed up. I'm very, very honored. And you know, we should have some bigger rallies for free speech. We're going to have one coming up in D.C. to walk away right before the election. And we're going to have more. We have to put our skin in the game. So I commend everybody. Because they just announced this thing a few days before it happened. So it was a nice crowd here in Austin. And the Antifa scum didn't show up. All right, your phone calls. I promise on the other side of this break. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. You are our only hope now, listeners. Total censorship, total attack. If you spread the links, we win. If you don't, we will fail.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I was summoned from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. He was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, "It's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride?"
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Down in the front seat, he turned on the radio, and them sad old songs coming out of them speakers was solid country gold.
I'm going right to your phone calls for this segment and the next. We'll continue with phone calls when Mike Adams joins us with the most important information we could possibly cover. So please, please stay with us. Because I'm sacrificing my name, my family, my treasure for all this because I believe in you. And we've seen things begin to turn around, but we're in the middle of the fight now, and we need your support more than ever. So thank you. And so do our local stations. You just don't know how important it is to call and thank those program directors and call and thank those sponsors. If you're a business, become a sponsor. Now's the time to get your skin in the game or never do it. Because they're coming for your family. They're coming for your freedom. They're coming for your wallet. They're coming for your religious freedom. You're coming for everything. And I want to just say this here before I go to the calls, and I'm going to them. The globalists make these jokes, and they go, look, Jones is getting defeated. Jones is getting banned. You're the ones engaged in un-American activities, not me. You're the pathetic authoritarians, not me. Oh, look, Jones, PayPal's banning him in 10 business days. That was Friday. Oh, Jones will go bankrupt now. We'll kick him off the air. You don't think in this marathon over 20-something years, 24 years on air, that a big part of me doesn't want to get knocked out of the game? It's like I've been in overtime for 10 years. But my spirit doesn't want to lose. So nothing they do to me does anything to me. It's not like I'm doing this for money or whatever. I'm doing it because they're bad people and have to be opposed. So if you support us, if you spread the word about the broadcast, if stations pick us up, if we're able to countervail this horrible cancer that's come to America of globalism and liberalism, of this leftist ideology, then great. But if I get destroyed in the process of doing what's right, that's what you got to do to be close to God. And that's not some goody two-shoes Pharisees type statement. Oh, I'm so great. I'm so good. It means I can't be with the devil worshiping pedophiles of Hollywood and the mass murdering Chi-Coms. I mean, these people have got so much evil under their belt that my spirit recoils. And when you recoil from the evil, you fight globalism. See, the recoiling is the resistance. That's all it is. It's like somebody walks in and goes, we got dinner for you. And they pull out a rotten dead dog and put it on the table and it stinks. And it's got, and you're like, I'm not going to eat that. I don't even want to fight them. They just go, eat it, eat it, eat it. That's what I feel like spiritually. It's like vomiting. Like only the last few months, when I think about the globalists or I see something they've done that's bad, I've never had in my whole, I go vomit. This has happened lately. Pat Riley was training me lifting weights just like a couple weeks ago. I'm not in great shape. I was working out. It wasn't that I was tired. And Hillary was on screen and saying something, and I literally started to throw up. Because it's just all how it's just like it's my body. My body's saying, get her out, get her away, get her away, get her away, get her away. So that's how I describe it. It's like you go, you're chained up, and they're like, we're going to feed you more. We're going to give you poison vaccines. We're going to give you GMO. We're going to give you world government. We're going to tell your young son he's a girl and your daughter she's a boy. And it's like, you're a bunch of pervert criminals. Look how far you've already gotten away with it. What the hell? You think I'm worried about being banned? Think I'm worried about being demonized? No, I'm worried about them winning. But what's sad is to be banned off all these platforms and then to watch mainstream media attack me. Mainstream media lie about me, and then to watch it affect good people, or to watch them get the so-called liberty movement. Because if you talk bad about Alex Jones on Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, why suddenly nothing gets banned? Why you get promoted? And you were nobody before, but now you're somebody. And to watch the weird ego of these people get them manipulated is frightening. So I'm doing this because it's the right thing, and I'm proud of what I've done. But they're coming after us because we do know how to beat them. We do have their number. So I'm just trying to point out again, we talk about COG and martial law and overthrowing the president. Remember, you heard all that here first. It's all over the news now. That's why we're banned. They don't want us to tell you the next step, and the next step as we watch them. Quite frankly, InfoWars and our whole crew and our guests and everything we do is a national asset, and it's a human asset. We are pro-human. We believe in humanity. And they know that if you have the choice of picking humanity and a human future versus a globalist, transhumanist, robot future, you'll pick humanity. So they just want to remove us from the marketplace because they know you want what we're doing. But there's so many losers that want to feel like they're winners that they will then attack InfoWars or do that because they think finally they're being accepted. Finally, they're part of the power structure. No, you're losing your soul. And I mourn for you, not that you lie about me and attack me, but that you've made the wrong decision. All right, let's go to your phone calls. We got Jessica and Miles and Mark and Matthew and Eric and Ann and David and Duncan and Eddie and Kamal and David. Who's been holding the longest here? Is it Ann? Is it Jessica? We'll go to Jessica and then Ann first. So we'll go to Jessica in Florida. Jessica, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you for calling. Welcome.
Thanks. You know, I was calling because I have encountered a lot of political propaganda in my daughter's school. And she's in a charter school down here. It's only about 100 kids in K through 8. And they are plugging Times for Kids and Scholastics. And these articles are over the top. I mean, we're talking gun control with Emma Gonzalez in there. We're talking even the principal's husband I'm friends with on Facebook, and he posts things about support for the DSA. And it just, it blows me away. We actually just lost our math teacher for 7th and 8th grade so that we could pay for a security officer because the state of Florida is now requiring that. And it just blows me away that the propaganda that's in classes, it's really where the censorship starts, is to train these kids in the way that they think so that as they become college students or, you know, further along, that they've already been brainwashed to think.
The social engineers, the leftists are making their move, and Austin next year is going to tell boys and girls, don't say boys and girls. That's a new dirty word. Imagine in a science fiction book in 2018 in Texas, you can't say boy or girls in elementary. They are literally going to screw over kids that I'm a girl, I'm a boy, I'm bad. The child abuse, the sexual abuse, the pervertedness of it. And we just, oh, we're liberal. We're going to do what you say. And it's all a scientific program to take over society. I've been told, don't criticize transhumanism. Don't criticize open borders. Don't criticize Islam, because that's globalism. And that's their plan.
The sexualization is another thing. They are now strongly this year implementing their dress code. So I have my 12-year-old coming home telling me, oh, you know, I got in trouble because my shorts are too short. We're 12, you know, and why are our girls being picked on for possibly being, distractive to little boys? Give me a break.
Well, see, that's the pervertedness of the school. They take all of our Christian inclinations and twist them to then make children feel dirty when they're 10 or 11 years old. Exactly. And it's all, let me tell you something. Public schools have a lot of good people and everything else, but a good portion, a large minority are perverts. And the religion of government and the left is pedophilia. And so that's how they get it going, is they want to tell your kids about what sex they are. They want to tell your kids they're perverts. They want to push Prozac and Ritalin on your kids. They want to vampirically F your kids over. That's their, they get power and currency from their force by hurting children. Is that clear?
I absolutely agree. And they're the only ones. It's the adults that are planting the thought in these kids.
Oh, ma'am, they started death education in 2000. By 2003, even ABC 2020 did a special. It was 2020 ABC, that tripled suicides. You start teaching kids, don't take your shoelace and put it around your neck and hang it in the stall, and all of a sudden little girls went and did it.
Right, yeah, well, it's just like the war on drugs, you know, or bullying, you know, bullying awareness in schools. Why are we not focusing on the positive opposite about building friendships, building kindness?
Oh, most public schools don't want you to play dodgeball or tag or even shake hands or hug people, exactly. No, it's psychological warfare, preying on your children and hiring the very, all these women accusing Kavanaugh are psychologists. God bless you, Jessica. Listen, your children will rebel against it. Generation Z is totally waking up, but just let them know the truth. They trust you, their mother, not them.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.